From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
All right, 8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, J.P.?
Tommy, how are you doing?
I'm okay. Tell me about what's going to happen in the council today as far as garbage goes.
Well, today we're doing a couple of things. First, we are evaluating how we levelize the sanitation fee so that we're not subsidizing it from the general fund. But more importantly, going forward, we're going to change how the sanitation fee is evaluated. Many people don't know the sanitation fee has not been tied to the actual sanitation contracts probably since roughly 2006 when Ray Nagin last negotiated those massive trash contracts. And over the years, the city has played kind of a lot of games with that sanitation fee where when the services for sanitation exceeded the sanitation fee, general fund dollars would be used to make the balance. And then at other times, like during fiscal crises, when mayors like Mayor Landrieu would negotiate the fee down, negotiate the amount paid to trash haulers down, the fee didn't change, but that savings was used to go back into the general fund. So we are working on a short-term solution during the fiscal crisis to levelize that fee so that it's not coming out the general fund, but we're also changing the entire process going forward so that beginning next budget year, the sanitation fee will be a pure pass-through. The head of sanitation will come to the council that summer. He will say how much it costs to provide sanitation services, and the fee will be a direct pass-through based upon the cost of those services and not something that the city can meddle with anymore.
It would seem like the taxpayers would, if there's transparency, they'd be open to that rather than having it, you know, like you're saying, having a pass through as opposed to it goes in here, comes out there, goes out here, comes going to come back in there. If you're just honest with people and you say, I'm not saying you're dishonest, JP, that's not the point, but I'm saying.
No, you're right in that the process previously was not transparent. Mm-hmm. I think part of the problem why there's such angst over the sanitation fee is that, like, it was not a transparent process. People did not know what they were getting, they didn't know how much things cost. And because of that, there's a lot of distrust around the fee. And this is the process of getting to a fee where it's a purely transparent, this is how much the service costs, this is how many houses we're providing services to, here's how much the fee is. Now, that being said, in the evaluating this process and auditing the amount of households going into this process, because, you know, originally the mayor had proposed a $12 increase, and we paused that because we had the auditor go back and audit how many households were receiving services. Well, just from that initial first piece of that audit, we found 12,000 houses that were getting services provided for but were not being billed, and we took them out of the services provided. That reduced that increase from $12, Tommy, to $8. Now, that being said, we're not done, but we're still looking through and hand-counting other addresses to make sure that people aren't receiving service. People are not receiving services that they're not being billed for, or we're having erroneous addresses. So we're still cleaning that up. But going forward, we're actually changing the process that rather than the hauler say, we saw this house put a can out and we're adding them to the number, we're going to require that before a house or an address can be added going forward, if a hauler says this address now has a trash can, we're going to have sanitation department make sure that that house, that address with that can actually even has a sewage or water board bill to be billed.
Yeah, let me...
Because when you don't have that check and balance of making sure those addresses are verified, that's how you balloon up with addresses that suddenly are getting services, but no one's paying for the actual service.
And that's what I want to pick up on when we come back, because it seems like unless it goes from the truck to the people with the paperwork and what I'm picking up, where, how, and what, the whole thing's not going to work. 851 more with J.P. Morrell when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. Quickly back to J.P. Morrell here on WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker, 855, 5 till 9, talking about the city council and sanitation fees. So, J.P., when we got to 12, where'd the $12 come from and then down to 8, but is it based on the, what did you say, pass-through, or are we there yet?
It's based upon the existing process. The goal we have right now, so basically, looking at what we're being billed and what we're paying out of general fund, the amount necessary to get it to not come out the general fund was originally $12. Mm-hmm. After we reduced the number of households that we were being billed for by about 12,000 households, it reduced that necessary 12 to 8. The goal is in March, we're going to finally have all of the numbers put together to really fine-tune those contracts to find out what the real number is, because though we have the initial audit, the audit is ongoing. We are still looking at all the houses to see how many houses are actually in there. And also, we will be able to go through, and if we have houses that have not been billed that are legitimate addresses, we're going to get them billed too, which will also fluctuate with that number. So that $8 and the increase is to get us through March, where we have an actual final number, which won't be higher than $8. It'll probably go down, but the goal will be to move away from a definitive number that's just an arbitrary number that's not a pass-through in the code, and to go instead to having the actual presentation from the head of sanitation showing what the costs are and what you're being billed based upon those costs. That also gives us the flexibility to go back to the haulers and say, well, listen, what is the cost going to be in this current environment for 2 days a week? What could it be for 2 days a week and recycling every other week? Because the reality is, Tommy, when you compare Jefferson and Orleans, everyone says they get 2 days a week. Well, Jefferson doesn't do recycling. Recycling is about $10 million. So it's kind of apples and oranges, but we're going to listen to the residents and see what do they want. Do they want 2 day a week? Do they want recycling? Do they want 2 day a week and recycling once a month? Whatever that combination is, we'll have the ability as we work through March to come back and kind of figure that out and have that conversation with the haulers going forward.
Around the nation, does recycling ever pay for itself or not?
No. Okay. Recycling is always a sunk cost, because the reality is that, like, as you know, when you're doing recycling, recycling is based upon the idea you're going to sell the recycled product to some other third party that's going to sort through it. And years ago, when China stopped purchasing our bulk recycling, it's become a really expensive proposition. Doesn't mean it's not worth doing, but it's not something that anyone breaks even on.
So How do you get, it's been a long time for me, because I just now put the garbage out and they pick it up. I don't live in Orleans Parish anyway, but when I did, even back in the 80s, how do you get on board to get your trash picked up? Do you sign up for that, or and how do you keep the list current with what they pick up?
Well, typically what you do is you go on 301 and you ask for a trash can.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, with the haulers, there's no verification process to make sure that the party that requests the trash can has that necessary sewage and water board bill to be built.
Mm-hmm.
Further, as long as a black trash can's in front of a household and the hauler picks it up and that's not an address that was previously included, they add it to their list, which we get billed for. As you saw, we have about 160,000 households that receive service. We've knocked off about 12 of that because, like I said, those houses were either erroneous or didn't have billing. So that knocked off a portion of the amount we were paying to the haulers. Like I said, we're still auditing to see if there are other opportunities for savings, and then we're going to change that process on how you get onboarded to make sure that if we're getting billed for you, you actually have to have a sewage and water board bill so that other people, the rest of the taxpayers, the ratepayers, aren't covering people who aren't being billed.
Got you, JP. Thank you.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.